Welcome back to All for Business podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Weeks, and it is National Small Business Week this week. First week of May every year is National Small Business Week. So today we have two awesome guests with us who I work with and know very well. I'm with Megan Lucas. She's the CEO and Chief Economic Development Officer of the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance. And I'm also here with Stephanie Keener. She's the Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center, Lynchburg Region. And we are celebrating this week just small business in general, small businesses in the Lynchburg region. I encourage everyone listening to go out today, support a small business, shop there, leave a review, sign up for their emails. You know, all those small things, they add up. So I encourage you to get out there this week. And I hope that this podcast has some really good tips for small businesses. We have some exciting things coming up with SBDC and the Alliance. So let's just jump right in, shall we? I'm here with Megan and Stephanie from the Alliance and the SBDC Lynchburg region. How are you guys doing this week?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking.
Great. How are you doing, Stephanie? I'm good. We're super busy supporting businesses in our region.
Glad to hear it. Well, it is National Small Business Week, as it is every year at the first week of May. So I thought it'd be great to sit down with you guys, talk about small business in the Lynchburg region. You know, what resources are here for our businesses? What we can be doing for them. This is a really good group of people to speak with. So I'd love to hear just what's going on this week and this month, first off.
Well, you know, we always say at the Alliance that commerce never sleeps. And you know who never sleeps? Are small business owners. Small business owners are working so hard every day to grow their idea, their innovation, their business. And the sweat equity that they put forward is amazing. And we are just thrilled to be able to support them. So, you know, every day of every year, we're trying to do what we can to support all businesses and particularly small businesses as well. So we've got a lot going on, but most of what we have going on is Stephanie. You know, we are so thrilled and lucky to have the partnership we have with the Small Business Development Center. I think we really support each other well. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit about the next initiative for us, which is the Center for Entrepreneurship. But, you know, small business owners, small business owners probably look to the big companies and think, oh, big companies have it easy, right? They just get to delegate. Well, everybody, business in general, is difficult, no matter what size you are. And everybody probably thinks the other side's easier, but we certainly, I know that I enjoy supporting businesses, and it's rewarding no matter the size of business.
Stephanie, I know a lot of your work is confidential. Yep. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in the SBDC space right now?
Yeah, so the Small Business Development Center's mission is to advise and train small businesses throughout the life cycle from ideation all the way through retirement or the sale of the business. We are able to connect small businesses with not just local resources, but state and federal resources as well to help them think about or find funding, any kind of capital access that's, you know, from loans to other sorts of funding that they may be looking for. We're able to connect them to resources on the state level at the Virginia SBDC, like the export program or the Innovation Commercialization Assistance Program, which helps small businesses think through who their customer is, if they have a product or service. I lost the question.
No problem.
You have to edit that part out.
No, that sounds great. And you also offer a couple of online trainings.
Yes.
Hopefully. And a few of those are coming up this month.
So this month we have four of our Start Smart programs that are designed for the very earliest stage of small business. They are designed to answer the most basic questions that small businesses have. We have every third Thursday of every month the Start Smart, Get Your Business Up and Running program. That is the very first place that most people engage with the SBDC. They come to that class and get those basic questions answered, like, what is an LLC and why is that important for my business? What does a basic business budget look like? And then we have three other titles that are happening in this month under that banner. One is the one-page business plan, which is a newer Start Smart class that we're doing that walks the attendees through how to construct the most basic questions that you want to ask before you start to really dig in and write a full business plan. We have Start Smart Digital Toolbox coming up, which is, again, basic questions about social media and building a website, and Start Smart Budget Toolbox coming up, which gives information about what taxes and other liabilities that most small businesses need to consider as they're building that budget.
I love that program, Stephanie. I just had somebody in the office today and we were talking about the Start Smart program. You know, you and I collectively have probably been in the chamber industry, I don't know, 50 years or more, collectively, everybody, and Ryan a lot less. But the number of times we get somebody who walks in and says, I want to start a business. And then we start to unravel, okay, what kind of business and what have you got done and how are you planning for that? Oh, I'm just going to buy this building. I'm going to live in it. No, I'm not going to pay myself anything.
Yeah.
The Start Smart program has really done a great job of helping your workload, right?
Yeah.
In that it weeds out people who have this grand idea, but no earthly clue on what it takes to set up and run a business. Just recently, I was down in New Orleans for a conference and I was waiting in line to go to the bathroom at the gas station. And I was with another chamber colleague who thought she would be funny. I went to go to the bathroom and this young man came up to her and said, what do you do? And she said, I run a chamber of commerce. And the guy said, what's a chamber of commerce? And she said, well, we help grow and retain businesses. We work for all things commerce. And the guy said, you know, I'd like to start a business. This isn't the guy. And my girlfriend says, well, my friend in the bathroom would be happy to help you with that. So when I came out, this guy was like, hey, your friend says you help start businesses. And so I said, well, yeah, I work with the Chamber of Commerce. We help businesses grow and succeed. What do you want to do? And he says, I kid you not. He says, I really don't want to work. I don't like working for anybody. I'd like to just, you know, I'd like to own a business because I just don't like working for other people.
Yeah.
I said, well, I hear that from time to time. But, you know, when you own your business, you have to pay taxes. You have to have insurance. You have to pay yourself. You have to have a budget. You have responsibilities. You're responsible to your staff. Wow, that's a lot of work. I said, yeah, probably would be better for you to work for someone who has those responsibilities.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a business, go see your local small business development center. But we get that. And that Start Smart weeds out those people who think that starting a business is a way for me to be my own boss and make bank.
Yeah. And it's not just about the weeding out process. It's really also about giving people the tools they need to ask the right questions when they go to the bank or when they're sitting down to think about what the costs are in their products or things like that. Mm-hmm. That program is also, you know, we get a lot of compliments on that program. If you register for that program, you get a link to what we call the Start Smart Toolbox. And inside that toolbox, it has, you know, the things you expect, like all the slides for all the program, you know, the PDFs of the slides. And it also has links to information about how to start your business in your community. So if you're, for example, in Campbell County, you can go into that Google Drive and open up a sheet that has all the correct links for Campbell County. So you're not out there Googling, how do you start a business in Campbell County, Virginia, and find Campbell County, Kentucky?
Yeah, Campbell County, Missouri, Campbell County,
all those
Nebraska.
Things, right?
Yeah.
You know, we have it curated there for you. And we also have other things in there like a basic business glossary and you know, so it's really helpful for people to have those links to those curated, correct links, you know, that they know they can go there and not have somebody trying to sell you registering that LLC or sell you registering the EIN, which is free, and those kinds of things. It really is. That program is designed to demystify how to start a business.
Such a great program. And it really elevates people's comfort level.
Yeah,
and their goal to move it forward.
And it is required for, speaking of Campbell County, anyone who is applying for the grant in Campbell County, the Start Small Campbell grant, you have to have taken at least two of those classes and met with the SBDC so that they know you've been exposed to how to write a business plan, how to develop that budget, and you've sought the
expertise, subject matter expertise.
Yeah.
Which is so important, Ryan. I also think too, Ryan, that the Small Business Development Center is complimentary. There's no fees. A business isn't charged for the consulting that's offered. So you need subject matter expertise, as Stephanie said, import export, we've got it. You need subject matter expertise in marketing, whether it's print or digital, we've got it. You need subject matter expertise on, and I'm having trouble saying expertise, if you need subject matter expertise on financial and budgeting, we've got it. And so it's really, I'm noticing more and more folks who want to have their own business are hanging their shingle as business consultants and charging small businesses for these services. And I would advise anybody, it's great however you want to spend your money, but, you know, look to what's available for you right here, right now, without any additional outlay of cash in the immediate term.
Yeah. And we can certainly help you determine whether or not hiring that consultant is a good move, because there's certainly industry consultants who are worth their weight in gold, right? I am never going to be able to tell you how to run your salon perfectly, because that's not the expertise I have. There are definitely people out there who are better at that, but we can get you started on the right foot. And I want to add that, you know, we're talking about the Start Smart program, but the SBDC is really, again, there for the life of the business. Yep. We have so many programs that are designed for those stage two or those businesses that are ready to scale, or they just have human resource issue questions or data that they need.
Or succession planning.
Yeah. The data that they need to gather about a new product or something like that. And we can help point them in the right direction for those
things
as well.
I think that the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance and our partnership with the SBDC, we're allowing businesses to flourish. We're supporting and creating that ecosystem where small businesses can flourish and become medium-sized businesses and become big businesses and become businesses that then need to be sold or succession planning. And that's really Small Business Week. We're focused on small businesses year-round, but Small Businesses is really talking about how our Small Business Week is really talking about and elevating how all of us can support and help our small businesses flourish.
Yeah, and I'd agree. I think the SBDC and the Alliance have a really natural partnership. I think we're seeing that partnership really grow with the new Center for Entrepreneurship. You want to talk about what the center is, what it can do for small businesses?
You know, it's in 2016, the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance did our comprehensive economic development strategy. That was a 5-year economic development strategy. And one of the initiatives, there were 11 initiatives, one of them was to create the Center for Entrepreneurship. And that sort of bounced around a little bit. But since then, that goal has always been either in the redevelopment or in regional economic development strategy. And it's been in the Alliance's program of work as a goal. So we have been marching toward standing up the Center for Entrepreneurship for a while. And this partnership that we have with Stephanie and the SBDC is really been great. And so we applied for a grant with Go Virginia Region 2 to stand up the Center for Entrepreneurship. And we've gotten that grant and we're really excited. Stephanie's going to lead it and build out what that's going to look like. And essentially, it will offer the technical support and services that businesses need after they've gone through the businesses that the the services that the SBDC can offer. So a business, somebody walks in the door and they say, I'm going to start a business. They're going to go through the SBDC pipeline first and then get into, or simultaneously into, the services of the Entrepreneurship Center. Because SBDC has some limitations. And it's after the, it's those limitations that the Center for Entrepreneurship is designed to help. And we couldn't be more thrilled with Stephanie. Stephanie, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thrilled with it too, because as you said, Megan, you know, the SBDC is a wonderful program. It's a federal program that is there for advising and training. And it does a great job at those two things. It can't produce things for small businesses. So, and I'll give you an example of one of the gaps that exists. Is a lot of small businesses need a launch website. And right now at the SBDC, we can talk you through that process. We can help you through that process. We can give you some tools for getting to that, but we can't build that website for you. And at the Center for Entrepreneurship, we'll be able to actually link you to somebody who can do that for a really small fee, mm-hmm. or to find student help or something will finish those kinds of products that businesses need produced.
And the strategy really being, we, with the Alliance side of the house, we and SBDC, we've got the local resources,
yeah.
to connect that business to web designer. Stephanie, as smart as she is, she cannot give legal advice. But small businesses and businesses in general need good business attorneys. So at the Center for Entrepreneurship, we'll have some connectivity for business attorneys. Now, business attorneys, we're not going to funnel to one firm. And this is sort of things that get worked out. But my hope is that there'll be some attorneys who are there available for 1 hour, 2 hours. And beyond that, then it becomes a client relationship that they have to expand upon. But especially startup businesses, they need that legal counsel, and they may not be able to afford it right out of the chute. So, but, and Stephanie is, again, as smart as she is, she's not a lawyer.
Yes, so I think a major part right now that we're building for the center is finding those mentors, mm-hmm. those people who have that expertise. So Stephanie, what kind of mentors are we looking for the center? Who are those valuable people with experience that we need?
Yeah, we are looking for mentors in industries from healthcare all the way to restaurateurs, right? We know that there are folks in our community who have lots of expertise and who want to help other entrepreneurs and who are willing to pass on that knowledge. So we actually have an application up already on the Center for Entrepreneurship's website, that you can fill out the information and let us know who you are and what you do and what you'd like to do with the center. We would love to see folks who either started their own business and developed through manufacturing or healthcare or one of those kinds of industries. But we also need mentors who can link people to investors or other types of funding. Those are folks who are valuable in our community. We know they're out there, and we know that they want to be linked to the next generation of entrepreneurs in our community.
I know we're going to wrap up shortly, but I have a quiz for the two of you.
Oh no!
So what percentage of small business owners continue to cite inflation as their top concern today?
101%.
54% of small business owners continue to cite inflation as their top concern.
Yeah.
That's as of today. Okay, what percentage of small business owners say that they are comfortable with their current cash flow?
So that's on the lower end.
Yeah.
I would 64%. I was going to answer for you.
Okay, good.
So 64% of small business owners say they're comfortable with their cash flow today. And these statistics are from first quarter.
Okay.
What percentage of small businesses say that offering employees healthcare is the right thing to do?
I hope it's 100%.
It's actually 89%.
Wow. Yeah.
But that's just a few stats that came across my desk this morning I wanted to share. really, we've got great businesses in this, in the Lynchburg region, great small businesses. Yeah. And I hope that to everybody who's listening, you know, make sure today, tomorrow, every day, if you're going to spend some money, make sure you spend it locally and think about choosing some small businesses that you may not choose on a regular basis, but support our small businesses because they employ our neighbors, our friends, our sisters, our cousins.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would also say if you are in business and you would like to be a mentor, please let us know. Go to the website or just call us. The other thing is, I know we were talking about the Start Small program, the Start Smart program, the classes as being something that seems to be for brand new starts. It is. But if you'd like to sit in on one of those, like the one-page business plan class in particular, that's great for any kind of project that you might be doing in your existing business. So that's one that you might want to check out. It's coming up on May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Megan. Thank you, Stephanie. Let's go out and support small businesses this week and the whole year, really. Thank you guys for being with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope that if you're a small business, you got something with value out of this episode. And if you live in the Lynchburg region, maybe you don't have a small business, I hope that you learned something about the Lynchburg region and the resources that are here to support small business, and that you'll go out there this week and the whole rest of this year. Support your favorite small business, give them your money, go out there and shop, and just support our friends and neighbors who employ so many people in our region. So we'll see you next time on All for Business Podcast, and have a great week.